I thought I would begin by inviting you to participate in a little quiz, if I might. So I don't know how used you are to participation during the sermon, if you would normally just sit there and listen, or if you're actually willing to participate. I always get my congregation to discuss things and to talk with each other, and we have kind of answer back sessions and so on. So I'm not going to go down that route this morning, a little bit safer, just a quiz. But what I will do is I'll draw a line right down the middle of the church there, and we'll have over on this side, you are team one, and this side, you are team two. So you're up against each other. Let's see how you get on. Question number one. Before he was called to be a disciple, what was Matthew's occupation? Just from over here. Sandra Pete, well done. One, zero. Right? Question number two. Shout out the answer when you think you know it. What is the capital of Syria? Oh, well done. That was just over here, I think. Just got the nod. One, one. Right, question number three. Well, this is an old question. This is out of date, actually. Who do record company Columbia regard as One Direction's lead singer? Well done, Harry Styles, yes. Right, last question. What is the name of Mrs. Jumbo's son? Well done, yes. Well done. Two all, isn't it? Yeah, gosh, oh, there you go, that's nice. We don't want any unfair competition here as you go out of church. Two all, yes, Mrs. Jumbo's son, Dumbo, the Disney film, isn't it? So well done, those of you who know your Disney. Now, these questions that I ask you come from the board game Trivial Pursuit. Let's just have a wee show of hands. Have you played Trivial Pursuit before? Right, most of you have. Good. The kind of board game which usually comes out at Christmas time. And I remember, gosh, years and years ago, we used to get Trivial Pursuit out. I'm going way back to when it was my mum and my dad and my brother living in the house. And Christmas Day, Trivial Pursuit came out. And you could almost be guaranteed that was the end of all the goodwill and peace to mankind. You know, woomph, the competitive spirit just took over. And there was cheating and all sorts of nonsense going on. But Trivial Pursuit, for many of you, is a board game. You know it. And the idea is that you answer these general knowledge questions, and when you get one right, you put a pie in your little dish, and you keep on going around the board trying to fill your dish up with all these different pies representing different types of question. And the winner is the one who gets back to the middle of the board or something like that. That's more or less the gist of it. But to many people living in Scotland today, Trivial Pursuit is more than a board game. To many, Trivial Pursuit is a way of life. We live in a world of society seeking. We live in a world of money grabbing. We live in a world where fame is defined by the Kardashians and Katie Price and Big Brother. It's a strange world in which we live. And the danger is that when we're surrounded by that type of message from the media, from culture, from society, then life becomes a trivial pursuit. We pursue things that don't actually matter that much at all. I wonder how many of us get caught up in a trivial pursuit as we journey through life. I suspect that if we're being really honest with ourselves, we would all admit that we have trivial pursuits in our lives. I know I have many trivial pursuits in my life. I suspect you do too. And the trivial pursuits you have will be very different to the person sitting next to you in the pew this morning. Jesus said in our gospel reading, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy." In other words, he's encouraging us to think about where our vision is fixed as we journey through life. Are we caught in a trivial pursuit? Or are we pursuing the things of God and things that really matter, things that are really important? There's a nice story about a man called Herman, and he's coming out of Glasgow one night, and he joins the M8. He's driving back to Edinburgh. And as he joins the M8, his phone rings. So he takes the call, and it's his wife. And she says to him, "Herman, there's been a news flash on the radio, and it said that there's some lunatic driving down the M8 on the wrong side of the carriageway. And I thought I had to phone you because I knew you were coming back home from Glasgow tonight, darling. And I thought that you should know, just be careful, there is a lunatic on the M8 going in the wrong direction." And Herman's driving along, listening to his wife, and he said, "I know." He said, "It's not just one lunatic, it's hundreds of them, all going in the wrong direction." And sometimes when we become so immersed in our trivial pursuits, it seems that we're going in the wrong direction. We've made such a mistake. We've become so immersed in these trivial pursuits that nothing seems to make sense. And we're going in the wrong direction. Jesus actually said that we incur a very serious problem when we get caught up in a trivial pursuit. And it's a problem with our eyesight. Now, he wasn't being literal. He was being metaphorical. But he said, the eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye is good, then the whole body is full of light. But if the eye is bad, then the whole body is full of darkness. Now, when he said those words, when the eye is good, the Greek word for good is haplos, H-A-P-L-O-U-S, haplos. And it means more than good. It means a generosity of spirit. So I think that the English translation doesn't go deep enough. I think what Jesus was perhaps meaning was that when our eye, when our gaze is fixed on things that enable us to see goodness and kindness and positivity, when we have a generosity of spirit that's overflowing, then that affects everything we are. When we look at something and when we see the good, when we see the positive, then that affects who we are, whose we are, and what we are. But when the eye is bad, the body is full of darkness. The Greek word that's used for bad is poneros, P-O-N-E-R-O-S, poneros. And poneros, again, it means much more than bad. It means grudging. So when we look at things with a grudging spirit, then that affects who we are. When we look at things with negativity, wanting to put it down, wanting to put the person down, seeing the negative. You know, let's be honest about it. We all know folk like that. We all know folk who will only ever bitch about things. And they've always got a chip on their shoulder, and they always only see the negative. When that's your attitude, then that affects everything you are. It seeps through your whole being, and it affects who you are and what you are. And I think that is coming close to a sense of what Jesus is actually saying in this. He's really saying that when we fix our gaze on the darkness long enough, then we soon lose our ability to see the light. So we have to be careful. A trivial pursuit can be a very dangerous thing. So where's your gaze fixed? What about this church? Where's its gaze fixed? If we spend longer at our Kirk Session meetings talking about bricks and mortar and slates than we do about mission and education and worship and outreach and Jesus Christ, then we have a problem. If we spend more time fundraising than we do in prayer and worship, then we have a problem. Where is our gaze fixed as a church? As we look back on 175 years of ministry and worship, and as we look forward to the years ahead and all the hurdles that lie there, deferred unions or linkages with St. Andrews and all the rest of it, if we focus solely on the obstacles and the negative, then that affects what we are as a church. Let me finish off with a wee story for you, which will perhaps tie all of this together. It's to do with two farmers. And these two farmers own racehorses. And every year, they put the racehorses into a local steeplechase. There's a real rivalry between these two farmers. It's built up over many years. So in this particular race, one of the farmers decides that he will get the edge over his friend by employing the services of a professional jockey. The horses line up for the start of the race. The gun goes, all the horses take off. And the two horses belonging to these two farmers are out in the lead as they go round the final bend. And as they come round the bend into the home straight, these two horses belonging to these two farmers are neck and neck. And suddenly the horses collide with each other and the horses fall to the ground, unseating their riders. Now the professional jockey, because he's a professional, he gets up really quickly, dusts himself down, gets onto the horse and crosses the finishing line in first place. And he's really pleased with himself. And he gets to the winner's enclosure, and he's feeling quite smug. And the farmer appears, but the farmer, he can see, is raging. And the jockey says to him, what's the problem? I won the race for you, didn't I? And the farmer says, yeah, you won the race all right, but you crossed the finishing line on the wrong horse. In the jockey's haste to win the race, he had mounted his competitor's horse after the collision. And sometimes I think we can be a wee bit like that. We stare so hard at the finishing line of our trivial pursuits that we lose sight of the important things round about us. When we stare so hard at career success, we often become blind to the needs of family and friends. When we stare so longingly at financial gain, we often become blind to the values of compassion, mercy, integrity. A trivial pursuit can be a very dangerous thing. So one last question for you. Let's go full circle and finish where we started. What's more important? Knowing the name of Mrs. Jumbo's son or knowing the life of God's own dear son? Don't have to answer it. I hope you know the answer to that. As Jesus said later on in our reading this morning, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We sang the word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's the answer to the big question that I'm asking this morning. Jesus gives us the answer. Don't focus on the trivial pursuit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's not forget that anything less than a pursuit of the divine is nothing more than a trivial pursuit. Amen.